So I'm joined by our Egypt correspondent, Patrick Kingsley, who's in Cairo. Patrick, can you describe the atmosphere that you're seeing at the moment?
Well, it is a sort of cacophony, something of a carnival in the streets around Tahrir there in downtown Cairo. There are people dancing, there are sound systems out there. I even saw a couple of people drinking in the street, which is very unusual, and I think even illegal. So, yes, it's quite a party. It's quite a contrast also to the mood in East Cairo, where I've spent much of today, and indeed in previous days. It's there that up to 100,000 pro-Morsi supporters have gathered, which is quite a stark reminder that while millions have turned out against the president, or the ex-president now, in recent days, he still retains a core backing, and they are very upset that the guy that they feel represents their revolution, they feel their 2011 revolution was an Islamic one, and they feel very upset that the guy they elected to further their goals has been pushed from office after just a year in power. The country's first democratically elected president. Anyway, so they are very upset, and I think there's some fears that with the new secular president, if that is the case, there'll be a renewed crackdown on Islamists in the same way that there was under Mubarak.
So we've been hearing a few reports about TV stations being shut down. We've heard that Al Jazeera has been taken off the air. Have you got anything more to add to that?
Yes, in the last few moments, there have been reports of the head of the Brotherhood's political offshoot, the Freedom and Justice Party, being arrested, as well as the deputy leader, I think, of the Brotherhood itself. And state media reports just now also of a restaurant being out for 300 Brotherhood officials. So if that's true, and state media is reporting it, that suggests the crackdown has already started, and does great things for national unity, bearing in mind that Egypt is at the moment heavily divided between crudely speaking people that want to see more Islamic input into state structures and those who don't.
And just finally, have you had any indication of the sort of role that the army wants to take in setting up the new government, and perhaps how does that compare to what happened last time around?
The common consensus is common expectation, rather, is that they don't to stay in power for that long. And in fact, if you look at the structures they've set in place, it's very different to the kind of role they were playing when they governed Egypt during the transition period in 2011 to 12. During that period, they were really the ones in charge. Now, it seems they've nominated someone to be the interim president. They've set in motion a sort of roadmap, as they call it, for democratic elections, a rewriting of the constitution, and an interim technocratic cabinet. So it suggests that they want a very different, more hands-off role. Whether that remains the case, we'll see. As you mentioned, the TV channel being shut down, these reports of Brotherhood officials being rounded up, these are all signs that they're having an influence, certainly, on the way things are being run. So I guess we'll just have to wait and see. And everything is still up there and moving so fast.
Okay, Patrick, we'll leave it there. Thanks very much.
Thank you. Take care. Bye.